Hello, Power Achievers. Welcome to Wonderful Wednesday on Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council, and we are going to be talking about a major success blocker, and you're going to learn how to remove it. That's the exciting part, because if you can conquer this success blocker, you will never, ever, ever want for money, or you won't want for anything, really. So this is a great success or a great show that tells you how to remove a success blocker. So let's jump right into it. Hey, but before we do that, I've got to say this. We are at the end of May. How exciting. Time is really flying by. We've got June 1st that's coming up, and it's right around the corner, of course. And during the month of June, we're going to do some fun summer school. For those of you that did not stay the course, you're not on target for reaching your goals because you did not stay the course, we're going to have some fun getting back on track so that you can start to see results and get the results that you really want. Now, I have to remind you that if you truly want to have massive results, you've got to step up and you've got to invest in you. That means time, money, effort, action, how you think, all of the above. So you've got to be very conscious of your environment and what's going on in your life, what you're willing to accept, what you're not willing to accept. But we're going to learn all about, or we're going to learn some of the things that it takes for you to get those results and get back on track during our fun summer school. Or should I call it summer fun school? Either way, it's going to be fun. Okay, you guys, let's talk about this major success blocker. Zig Ziglar, who was a great motivational speaker, had a saying, and he would always say, if you help enough other people get what they want, you will get what you want. And that's so very true. And this lets us know that what we want, the things, of course, that we want will come from other people. Now, this doesn't mean that you look outside of you to pull on other people, tug on other people, and hold other people responsible for the outcome of your life. You take responsibility for your life and your destiny and where you're headed. You control your time, you control your thoughts, you control your actions. You go after the things that you want. But understand that the things that you want, ultimately, you're going to have to go through a person to get them. They're going to come through you, in other words, or the action and the effort, the visualization, the energy, the magnetism that it takes to attract the opportunities and the people into your life, that's going to come through you. However, ultimately, you're going to have to connect with people. So a major success blocker is the fact that people are not as willing to make a personal, an up-close connection. In other words, a live connection. People love Facebook. They like Twitter. They like all of the different social media pages. And they're great. I mean, I use them. And they're really great up to a point. But there's a point at which you want to make some very up close and personal connections. If you're in sales, you can make some sales on the internet. Of course you can. But it depends on what your product is and some of the things that you want. Either way, even if you make the sale on the internet, you still are going to have to make that connection, that up close and personal connection with a person. And sometimes we don't know how to make those connections because we don't have enough information. Well, where do you get the information from? You get the information from other people. Now, you can get the information through our podcast, and what I do is I pick topics that I believe will help you to get to where it is you want to be, to achieve those goals, give you the strategies that will help you to make it happen, and I do that sometimes. I just think about what people say they're missing. However, if you really want that kind of refined information, then feedback is a good thing. So with that being said, I'm going to take a break here and just let you guys know you can give us feedback on Designing Your Life Today by going to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com, and also by going to our Facebook page, you can post what you want to learn more about, what you'd like us to share with you. We've got some great guests that I'm lining up for the very near future. We have a few that have committed, but I'm lining up several of them. So the first half of the year, you guys had fun hanging out with me, right? So you're going to keep hanging out with me. However, I'm going to bring some guests on so you can get another perspective. And they're very smart and they're very clever, and they've achieved on a high level. And you can learn a lot from them. They're really cool. But the point I'm making here is that it's about connections. You've got to build relationships, and not just relationships through the internet, not just relationships that lack any kind of real intimacy. And when we talk about intimacy, people often think that means romantic type relationships or Eros type relationships. Intimacy is about a close connection. You can have an intimate relationship with your children. You can have an intimate relationship, of course, with the loved one. You have an intimate relationship, meaning close relationships with people and with friends. And if you're saying, well, you know what, I would love to be able to do that, but I don't get along with people very well. And I've heard people say that, you know, people are annoying, people are too much trouble. And if you watch television now, television is pushing us all towards getting a dog or getting a cat and talking to those animals. Why? Because those animals don't give us any friction. They give us that unconditional love. But if you're going to develop to be your very best and to be a major success, you actually have to deal with some friction. You have to learn to deal with people that perhaps don't think like you, don't act like you, they don't respond the way you would want them to. So you have to learn the art of acceptance and tolerance and patience. So these are things that you have to work on if you're going to be a major success. So not connecting to people live, that's a major success blocker. See, because even on Facebook or social media, you can post what you think. You can show whatever great thing happened to you. You can put pictures up. You can do all of that. And then you get all the warm fuzzies when someone clicks like or someone shares a positive comment about what you've posted, which those are great, which, by the way, keep them coming, guys. As a matter of fact, get on our Facebook page more and more. And those feel great because they affirm us. However, sometimes we want to engage in live human interaction, because when you can engage in live human interaction, that's how you become your very best. That's how you grow. That's how you kind of go through the fire. Think about the fact that in America, our divorce rate, I think it's over 50% now. And that's an indication that over 50% of the people have to learn how to become better at relationships. I was one of them. And I work at becoming or being my best when it comes to relationships. I had to learn what it meant to be kind of make that connection and learn how to be in a relationship with a person. And how to attract people or someone where I could be in a healthy relationship. So these are things that as human beings, if we're going to be successful in the area of love and money or wealth and good health, then our relationships it's key. And if you have a challenge getting along with people, you've got a major success blocker going on. Sometimes people pray and pray, you know, God, help me with this, help me with that. The truth of the matter is, if you can't get along with people, it's really difficult for God to answer your prayers. Why? Because he tells us to love our neighbor. So we actually have to have some love that we can show to actual live human beings and put that love out there. So what does it take, or what are you going to get when you make that connection, or how do you make those connections, and how do you make it simple? Well, I've got some strategies for you, and we're going to go through those fairly quickly. First of all, if you want more friends, and we talked about this on last Wednesday's podcast, if you want more friends, then you have got to give friendship. And if you give friendship, it's going to be given back to you. See, whatever you're putting out, that's what you're going to get back. And if you have contempt for your friends or people that you call friends and you don't like your friends, well, here's a shocker. they're not excited about you either. Why? Because that energy is going out there and it's coming right back towards you. So the thing is that you want to give that friendship so that you can get the friendship back. Why? Not just because of the opportunities that can come about as a result of having friends, because there are some great opportunities, and it's not opportunistic. Well, actually it is opportunistic, but you know, here's the thing about life. We're here to connect with opportunities through one another. See, when they say opportunistic, what someone is saying is that, listen, you can connect through or to an opportunity through another person, but you don't want to use that person. So opportunistic, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with getting an opportunity, because I don't know what opportunity is going to come that doesn't come from a person. So you give friendship, you get friendship. The other thing is, sometimes when people are in sales and or they're in business and they want their business to grow, and then I find they say, well, I don't like sales, or I don't consider myself a salesperson, or I don't like asking people for things. What they're saying is that they don't really understand the nature of their business and what they're doing. It doesn't mean they don't love what they do. It doesn't mean they aren't excited about their product. It means they don't understand their purpose, their real purpose for being in that business or for doing that business. Now, the real purpose is to help others. Because if you have a product that will either entertain someone, inspire someone, or help someone to kind of feel better, look better, whatever the case is, you're in a mode where you're helping others. So when you're helping others, and guess what? They will help you. They will want to do something to help you. They will want to come to you, your rescue if necessary, or they will want to refer others to you because they see that as helping you because of what you've done for them or what you're doing for them. So when we talk about moving this success blocker of not connecting to actual people, live people, other than on the internet and being all over the internet, when we talk about that, success is, we can move that big success blocker out of the way simply by using these simple strategies. And this is something that's a part of all of us as human beings. I've heard people say, oh, he's so mean, she's so mean. You know what? I think a person who's mean doesn't understand about love. They haven't been taught love. They haven't been shown love. They've been shown anger, hate, discord, all of the above. And so that doesn't negate the fact that we should condemn them, be rude to them, and you guys are probably going to be really mad at me when I say this, but there are a lot of people that don't like Donald Trump, and I'm not defending his actions one way or the other, but at the end of the day, Donald Trump is still a human being. He's still a person. He's still a living soul. Inside him, there is a spirit, and a person like him has either not been shown love or has been condemned his whole life, or he has so many inadequacies until they're coming out in the wrong way. So my point that I'm making is, and this, like I said, this isn't political, and this is not about defending anyone. This is about recognizing that as human beings, in order for us to become a major success and truly successful, we've got to put those warm fuzzies out there. We've got to put that love out there. We've got to put that friendship out there. We got to be helpful towards others. Another thing is that we have to uplift others instead of putting people down, because that's so easy to do in society. I mean, humor on television is mostly sarcastic these days, and it's not what I call good, clean, funny humor. And whenever someone makes a mistake, we immediately take to the internet and start to bash them and judge them as if we've never done anything wrong. So the thing is that you want to uplift people, and you want to kind of give them that empathy. Does that mean you can't be angry at a person for a moment because of something that they've done? No, that doesn't mean that. But what it does mean is that you want to pay attention to what's coming from you. What are you putting out towards other people? Because you are interested in creating success, a successful life in your own right. You're interested in being a winner. You're interested in doing life with power. And when you cannot do life with power, if you're on the opposite side of friendship, if you're only all for yourself and you're not interested in helping other people, if you're not interested in uplifting people, but if you kind of hang out in the gossip mill and bash the people, the so-called celebrities out there and the people who are in the limelight, and people have an opinion about their lives, and I'm like, you don't even know that person, and you don't know what goes on behind closed doors, so you don't know the entire story. So the key is to uplift others so that you can be uplifted. And you want to think of yourself as really being surrounded by all the love that you need, all the friendship, all the wonderful companionship, all of the customers, all of the excitement, all of the good health, all happiness, all success. You want to start to picture that in your life. And when you can do that, that major success blocker of not being able to successfully connect with people, that is going to dissolve, because now you see who you are as a human being. You have no problem letting your light shine. You have no problem being happy for someone else, excited that someone else is winning. And I want to tell you something. When you can be excited about someone else's success, you're going to be even more successful, because now you're putting out a kind of energy that just exudes success. So when we talk about a major success blocker, and I'm talking about this today because you can look on the media, the news, you can look almost anywhere nowadays, and you can hear something negative being said about someone that's in the limelight, and or you can go to work, or sometimes you just talk to a friend and you can hear something negative being said about someone. And I get it. We're not perfect in the sense that when we're in our fleshly mode, that we don't say things that we shouldn't say. Now, the Bible tells us that you're made perfect through Christ Jesus, meaning if you adopt the Christ consciousness, that your perfection is a done deal and that you are perfect and whole. However, in that fleshly body, you will err, and the object of the game is to immediately forgive yourself and to start to see yourself all over again as this friendly, kind person who can't wait to share your product, who can't wait to connect with other people, who don't spend time brooding over the fact that you've been laid off. And I'm not being unsympathetic to that situation. What I'm saying is, you still have to live. You still have a life that you got to conquer. You still got to make things happen. There was a reason why you had the job and you were making the money, because you had plans for your life. Being laid off from a job is not going to stop you from carrying out those plans. However, not making that connection to people, not being excited about people, not hanging around people, not being friendly, not opening, being open to making friends, yeah, that could slow down your success quite a bit. You know, the thing about it, what is it? No man is an island. And the thing about being an island is that's a very lonely place. It's very lonely to be in that world, because there is no interaction. There's nothing coming into your life. There's very little going out. And the more time you spend alone and disconnecting from others, or not making that connection with people, and Facebook does not count unless you're like communicating with a relative on instant messaging, and you guys are having a conversation briefly, making plans to get together or making plans to see each other soon or making some kind of good, solid plans. And unless you can make that connection with a live human being and get some live interaction going, your energy is not going to be at its best. So you really want to step up your game and make that decision that you are going to dissolve that success blocker, if that's one of the success blockers that you are affected by. You're going to dissolve that, and you are going to start making friends. You're going to start networking. Don't worry about being shy. Just get out there, walk in the room, and make it happen. With that being said, here's a power action for you guys. The power action is, let's say for the next 7 days, or let's say 5 days, No, 7 days, because the weekend, this is a short week. So let's say for the next 7 days, you are going to make a connection with at least two new people. You're going to find a place where you can network. You can, you're going to go to, even if you go to a bookstore and or wherever it is you go. And when I say make a connection, okay, you don't have to become bosom buddies and lifelong pals in an instant. But let's say if you're in the grocery line, look at somebody that you can smile and just say hi to. Now, I'm not talking about flirting with them if you're a guy or if you're a girl, permanent guy, but if it works out, it works that way. Hey, who am I to judge? The point that I'm making is that you are going to smile and you're going to open yourself up to being friendly so that you can get that warm fuzzy and you're going to see how amazing it feels. And now if you're thinking, wait a minute, suppose someone doesn't smile back, that's their issue, not yours. You want to continue to smile. This is about you dissolving this success blocker, if it's yours. This is about getting rid of that so you can get to where it is you want to be. Hey, you guys, that's all I have for you. And I cannot wait for June. So we're going to be back with more on tomorrow, where actually when we come back tomorrow, it is the 1st of June. And so we're going to give you kind of the rundown on the 1st of June as to what the whole summer fun thing is all about so that you can play catch up and get the results that you want. Don't worry, you'll still get to enjoy the summer and hang out. I know I am. I'm going to go to the beach, you know, more than three times during the summer this year. Okay, that's enough of that. Hey, you guys, have an amazing day. Enjoy this wonderful Wednesday and do life with power.